On 90.3 KAZU and KAZU.org, I'm Krista Almanzon. Soccer is a big deal in Watsonville. There are multiple competitive leagues, recreation programs, and an indoor soccer facility that runs 7 days a week. There's also one team run by the Santa Cruz County Probation Department that gives former gang members and at-risk youth a second chance. For KAZU, Samantha Clark reports.
The smell of sweat fills an indoor soccer arena in Watsonville. As music pumps from the speakers, two teams fight for control of the ball. The players at this tournament have met before, but under different circumstances. One team wears navy. They're law enforcement officers. The other team comes from the Aztecas Soccer Academy, a program for teens on probation or who have gang ties. They wear purple.
If you take red, which is the color that is claimed by Norteños, and you take blue, the color that is claimed by Sureños, and you put them together, you get the color purple.
Coach Gina Castaneda is a probation officer who started the program in 2008. She says soccer helps the teens rethink their identities.
And it's about teaching them not only to be strong and, you know, courageous, but to be athletes and to identify as athletes, to have healthy lifestyle. And then we refocus them into school and education, helping them graduate.
This tournament is a fundraiser for the Aztecas. The team has nearly 30 players, including Yoni Hernandez. He says soccer has changed his life.
Maybe if I wouldn't get out of gangs, I'd probably be dead or in jail.
Yoni's gang life began because of bullying. He had immigrated from Mexico where discrimination against indigenous people like him runs deep. And for Yoni, who speaks Mixteco and has darker skin, the discrimination continued in Watsonville.
When it came time to make friends, the only people that accepted me who I am was gangs.
And like many children in Watsonville, Yoni's mother worked long hours in the berry fields surrounding the city.
There were no food at home. I was hungry, and so I would hang out with my gang members, and they would invite me to go out and eat, or they would buy me stuff, clothing. Sometimes my mother couldn't afford buying me new shoes.
The gang became Yoni's family, and by eighth grade, it was time to pay his debts. They gave him a gun, a name, and 24 hours. With the weapon weighing heavy in his pocket, he tracked down his target, another kid not much older than he was.
My heart was beeping really fast. I was kind of, didn't know what to do. My hands started sweating. And when I saw the person and I took out the gun, that's when everything stopped.
He dropped the gun and ran. But walking away from a gang can have severe consequences, so Yoni's family left California for a while. When they returned, he asked a teacher for help. That's how Yoni met Coach Gina. She says a shared love of soccer helps the teens get past formal rivalries.
We right now have kids that are rival gang members at one point and had beef on the street, but now they're able to pass each other a ball, work together, and embrace each other. You know, we have the same goal, which is to be winners, to be champions on the soccer field and off the soccer field.
The Aztecas win the tournament. Probation chief Fernando Giraldo hopes the teens also got a glimpse of what the future can be like. He points out that all the officers playing are Latino too.
And the kids look up to them. The kids see someone who looks like them, talks like them, speaks Spanish. That's a big deal. So they say, wow, I can be successful. And in a legitimate way.
Now 21, Yoni Hernandez is on that path. He's a student at Cal State Monterey Bay and dreams of becoming a firefighter. For KAZU News, I'm Samantha Clark.
Since the Azteca Soccer Academy started in 2008, it has helped nearly 200 boys in Watsonville, and about 80% have not returned to the criminal justice system.